This is City Cafe. I'm Kate Sweeney in for John Lemley. This weekend, singer Francine Reed will be inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. At 67, Reed has had a successful career, both as a solo artist and as the singing partner of many other greats, including country musician Lyle Lovett. She grew up in Kankakee, Illinois, and comes from a large musical family. Her older sister, Margot, is also a singer, but as Francine recently told host John Lemley, she wasn't always sure that she would be a singer as well.
I knew I could sing, but, you know, it was just like talking until way into my 40s.
Really? Was it your 40s before you realized that?
Before I realized what I could do.
You, at one point in your adult life, ended up in Phoenix.
And that was because of my two older sisters just decided they're going to go and move to Phoenix because my sister Margot knew someone who lived here. And we wanted to get out of Kankakee, Illinois. That much we were sure of. We weren't going to make very much headway in Kankakee. They went. 3 months later, I came with my four children, two suitcases, and $300. And then Mama came, and then my other sister came, my brother came, and then it ended up almost everyone in Phoenix.
About what time period was this?
This was in 1974, January 15th. I remember it very well.
So what was the music scene in Phoenix like?
Exciting. It was a lot of music, a lot of musicians, but there weren't a lot of singers. So when my sister and I hit the scene, well, people just started opening their eyes and going, oh, yeah. And the musicians embraced us and took us in. And next thing I know, we're household names in Phoenix, Arizona.
I got the right to sing the blues. And I got a right to moan and sigh.
I learned so much in Phoenix, Arizona, in my music career from the musicians and just the people involved in the music scene. Pat Myers, who was a writer then, wrote the first article on my sister and I. She was just ranting and raving to everyone, and it became what it is.
It sounds like you and your family were the go-to musicians to open for almost any big name coming to town. Miles Davis, Etta James, Smokey Robinson.
How wonderful.
So how did moving to Atlanta come about?
I had been traveling with Mr. Lyle Lovett, and I hadn't been anywhere in the United States, really. You know, I went to Phoenix, and that was about it for me. But all the other states I was not really aware of or gave much thought to. We came to Atlanta several years in a row on tour. I liked it, and my family was moving to Telluride, Colorado. They had some good gig up there, and nobody asked me to go, and that was okay.
You didn't want to invite yourself.
No, yeah. I didn't, but they had this plan, and they just told me what they were doing. I said, oh, good. I'm not going, but I need to do something. I want to be a pioneer. My sister was always the leader in pioneering things. I said, well, I'm going to move to Atlanta, Georgia. I made the move.
And you told us a little bit about the Phoenix music scene when
Yes.
you arrived there. Now, what about Atlanta in the 90s?
It was not what I expected. I expected everything to be the same as it was in Phoenix. Everyone knew everyone. And, you know, there are places in Phoenix where we all gathered every Sunday, every kind of musician, you know, classical musicians and country musicians and blues musicians and R&B musicians and rock musicians. Well, I was looking for something like that in Atlanta, which I did not find. And later found out that, you know, a lot of musicians don't know each other. But I think I'm part of a catalyst for that because I do sing jazz and blues and some country and some this, some that. I came here thinking, I'm going to help get all these musicians together. So they'll know each other, so we can mix and blend and make something new and different. I'm still working on that. I'm in 101.
Speaking of different genres of music, I've been surprised over the years, and maybe I shouldn't be, that you have had such close ties with country musicians. Lyle Lovett, who I guess you could say he's not just a country musician, he is his own man, but also Willie Nelson.
And I don't know how all that happened either, except, you know, I was in the studio one day and Lyle was there and he was with some friends of mine and they said she can sing. And I had done many background vocals for different people. But when I heard Lyle, I knew he was on his way. I knew it.
Used to not worry about nothing. We used to would live.
You're receiving the honor of being inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
That's amazing.
Now you seem shocked. Some of the rest of us think, what took so long?
Oh, my God. You know, and Georgia has embraced me like a sister from the South. Like, I've been here all my life, but Georgia's been so good to me. And everyone has just opened arms and taken me in like I've been here all my life.
That was singer Francine Reed speaking with host John Lemley. Reed will be inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame this weekend. For more about that event, you can visit our site. That's wabe.org/citycafe.